Hello, pod people. This is the club crawler, Barnaby Monk, with this week's gig picks in and around town. This audio companion to my weekly column is meant to fill in the blanks with some music clips, like the wooden ships you hear there at the top, and free you up to just listen along while you surf our site here at sandiegoreader.com. The Casbah crowd will be celebrating the club's 25-year run as San Diego's credible showcase of up-and-coming alternative bands and a must-play stage for many underground and international acts. Thursday night, the 23rd, Birch North Park Theater will host a panel of the venue's founders and followers who will speak to the role the Casbah's played in their lives while sharing images and stories of the Middletown mainstay's highlights through the years. Casbah certainly had an influence on what I do for a living, and though I don't make it down there as often as I used to, when I do, the rush of personal best is like a soul bump. I once shared the big booth with the Black Lips. Chatted up David Yao on the smoking patio. That's David Yao from Jesus Lizard and Scratch Acid. Tackle hugged a sweat-drenched Dean Wareham once after Luna's final show. That was a cringe moment. And I once gave Will Oldham very specific and completely wrong directions to his hotel room. Many thanks to Tim Mays and his crew for the years of inspired and inspiring entertainment down there. After that, if you're feeling like a thing and a drink, walk the block to Bar Pink, where soul jazz trio Crass Brothers and sonic experimentalist Hong Kong Fuzz will split a heady bill at the No Park Hotspot. Or roll over to Soda Bar for some kisses. That Santa Monica couple's Kids in L.A. is a pure pleasure platter of synth-warm new wave. Future disco Portlandian Jeffrey Jerusalem opens the show. And for you folks up north, that baritone bard White Buffalo roams into Solana Beach Bar belly up. The traveling troubadour's torn in support of his latest, the country-cooked concept record Shadows, Grays, and Evil Ways. On Friday the 24th, from Brooklyn via Kyoto, garage punk trio Ultra Bidet will play till 2. That group broke ground with an 80s no-wave sound that caught the ear of Dead Kennedys' Jello Biafra. Ultra Bidet signed to Biafra's Alternative Tentacles record label for their stateside debut, God is God, Puke is Puke, and the rest, as they say, is underground history. The bass and drum fuzz punks are out to tout this year's DNA versus DNAC, which one of Studi's Coast Crit describes like this. The trio's dual bass and drum attack is a monster that pounds you ever so thick and creamy into a custard donut cooked by Satan. Sounds dangerous and delicious. With Behind the Wagon, the Steinbacks and Man versus Man opening the show, you should go. You miss the Dorn Silly Heights, so slowcore folkies pure bathing culture, those guys from Ev Vetiver, they'll wash up on the other side of the Mayset Soda Bar. Seattle surf wop sisters La Luz, they're on the Hardly Art label, and our own garage pop trio Flags will set up this sweet sleeper. Tower Bar's got a fun-filled indie eclectic bill featuring Gloomsday, Pheasants, Chess Wars, and Shovel. If you haven't caught Chess Wars yet, that psych-informed blues rock duo is really good. There's a psych rock band in pop clothing out of L.A. called the Young Creatures. They'll play with San Diego's hard rockin' Brothers Weiss as a boys from Family Wagon. They'll split a bill at Whistle Stop. Postcore quartet Silver Snakes slither into Shea Cafe to celebrate the Year of the Snake, their latest out now via Bridge 9, and like-minded locals Griever and Children of God will get the pit spinning up there at Campus Collective, UCSD. Latin Rock Los Angelinos, a little further north, Ozzo Motley set up for two nights at Belly Up on Friday and Saturday. And back downtown, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. The ESB plays the HOB. That's a Journey tribute band at the House of Blues, cranking out all your guilty pleasure hits, Secret Journey fan. On Saturday the 25th, I'm hoping to hear where Uncle Joe's Big Old Driver will be playing their warm-up shows this week. If anybody knows, anybody. Their annual In From the Cold Casbah show Saturday night. They're down from Minneapolis and Seattle. With Smile and Well Strung to Hang will surely be a highlight of the club's month-long anniversary party. But I already got ticks for the wooden ships, which docked at Soda Bar Saturday night. That San Fran psych rock band's Back to Land, a little bit of you heard at the top of the segment, is out now on a Thrill Jockey. And the record's been a constant for me for several weeks. With Cosmic Rockers Carlton Melton and our own spaced out Tar Halos opening the show, I just can't not go. Oh, and to make Saturday matters worse, check out these three top shelf shows going at the same time. You got Kevin Barnes and Of Montreal at the Ironic. They're playing the super beautiful psych pop set from Lousy with Silverbriar. What a great record that was. Nikki Diamonds and Island also put out a good record this year, Ski Mask. They're going to be at the Griffin in Bay Park. And right around the corner from there, the OC Skate Punk Reno's Blast go off at Brick by Brick after the original Ashes to Ashes lineup of Final Conflict. With Loud Ass Local, Systematic Abuse, and Evacuate getting the pit spinning there, this is one for the ages for you fans of the hardcore brand. On Sunday the 26th, ex-penetrator Gary Heffern and his friends will play a matinee show that starts at 2 down at Casbah with sound collagist and ex-San Diegan Robert Terman. His stuff is really interesting. Black Tango and Social Spit on that bill. And I understand they'll be screening clips from local rock roll historian Eric Reif's Garage Land. I haven't seen any of that yet. After that doozy of a day, stick around because that night at Casbah you get Punk Ass Bluegrass by Old Man Markley, the LA band, and following our own Pub Punk's Lexington Field. And if you're up for more classic fare, Belly Up will be serving Hot Tuna. That's the original lineup playing an all-acoustic show up there in Solana Beach. Well, up at Ramona Main Stage, Gary Holy, Uli John Roth, and Kofi Baker. I think I said Gary Holy. It's Gary Hoey. Uli John Roth and Kofi Baker, as Ginger Baker's son, will be dishing Extreme Cream. Ooh, if you can't take the heat, get the rock out of the kitchen. Monday the 27th, this is interesting, there's going to be a battle of the chef bands at Belly Up. Our reader contributor Patrick Henderson got the lowdown on this gig for you in this week's Blurt Restaurant Rockers, if you want to flip or click there for more on that. If you're looking for something not so aggro, Dubby Rasta Trio Chill Clintons at Soda Bar. While Bar Pink stages Toy Rosen and Hot Mess for their fourth Monday Sultry Soul Jazz Jams. Tuesday the 28th, Anna Blink, LA Folkies Lonely Wild will wrap up their month of Tuesdays at Soda Bar. I understand that's a really good band, and I'm going to definitely get out there and catch them. Too many people are telling me it's a must-see, so I'm there with Whiskey Circle and Adams and Eves opening that show. Otherwise, Cast Off, Absent Mind, The Nieces, and I Am Dustin Blackwell fill a fun punk bill out at Tower Bar, and Tin Can Alehouse stages a trio of alt-rock trios with The Drabs, Crooked Rulers, and Maru, although I'm being told now Crooked Rulers is actually a duo. So you got a duo of trios and a single... All right. I'm out, and they are off. Keith Morris of the Circle Jerks and Black Flag and his current crew of hardcore hammerheads, which includes San Diego Sun, Mario Rubalcaba of Earthless. They'll headline sets at Casbah Wednesday night after our own Fast and Furious Rat's Eyes, Bumclat, and The Widows. While from the opposite end of the musical spectrum, Cocktail Nation's Pink Martini will spill the lounge jazz juice off of last year's Get Happy record at the Balboa Theater downtown. All right, playing us out, more Wooden Ships. This is Back to Land. Thank you very much for checking in. I'll be back next week with more shows.